Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games. Today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we're back.
You're back.
I'm back. I'm back from my long hiatus of rest and relaxation to once again bring back the Terrible Warriors. And as always, we are sponsored.
Close enough.
By NobleKnight.com, as well as Offworld Designs now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, and you can get 10% off orders if you use promo code BROHOOF, and that's good for orders across U.S. and Canada.
But enough of the people who pay us. Now on to the adventure for tonight. I am talking in an odd Elizabethan accent that just kind of happened because we are doing Pendragon! And for those of you who don't know, Pendragon is based off of Arthurian mythos and adventure. So tonight, our four heroes, introduce yourselves.
I guess I'll go first. It's Mike the Birdman Dodd, and I am playing Bruce of Chode, or whatever I'm called. I'm a guy who has a huge wang.
No, you don't.
To my left.
Oh, that's going to be hard to follow. All right, my name is Connell Macbeth, more aptly known amongst the convention community as Dr. Holocaust, and the YouTube show The Warfront. I will be playing today a handsome knight.
Sir Maybelline.
Sir Maybelline, yeah. A fair skin, luscious hair, and beautiful eyes. Grampton St. Rumpert Frabble.
I'm Derek Burrow, a.k.a. Derek the Bard of the show Chasing the Muse, also on This Week in Geek. Tonight, I will be playing Lassiter of Burkholm. All you need to know is this. The man's face is built backwards from his nose like a hatchet. And kind of a little bit like Titus Pullo.
And he smells faintly of farts.
Hi, and I'm soft Tom. Cheese. He's an evil genius white, and I'm the weird video games guy, and I'm playing Gerard. He was raised by monks.
His defining characteristic is he was raised by monks.
We have the most normal backgrounds, Tom. The most normal names. All things.
Oh yeah.
Concerned.
And if the publisher, bland.
If the publisher Greg Stafford is out there, we're sorry. We're
not.
So sorry, Greg. I am. He's actually doing on print demand for a lot of this stuff now.
Yeah, because Pendragon was really hard to find.
It's incredibly hard to find, especially because we're actually playing with the 5th edition rules. There are 5.1 edition rules that are out there, but they're only a slight modification, and I hope Greg isn't mad at us, because I really like his stuff.
We're not playing the really old edition that ran off the Call of Cthulhu rules.
Oh, yeah.
See, I thought I recognized parts and pieces of this.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Weird.
And can I say before I start, this is kind of like a little bit my little dream team of players right now.
Yeehaw!
Yes, you too, Tom.
You say that now, Mike.
I know. Well, I say that now after you character creation. I say that now after character creation, which was an arduous process in and of itself. But, you know what?
You said 20 minutes, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
We argued for about half an hour about whether or not the room still existed.
No, you argued. We all just sat here and shook our heads.
I was right, damn it!
Yeah, that was a special discussion. Yeah. And it wasn't recorded, so it's lost to antiquity.
Well, just for posterity's sake, it did end with Balloon Animal Pope.
His name is Pope Vigilius, and he writes a very angry letters to people.
And is a balloon animal, we established
this. Because Zarek was quite insistent on the fact that he is a history buff. It was very important that he
find out who the Pope was at the time, which is, I actually was wrong, it's 556 AD.
I think Vigilius was still Pope until 557.
Yeah, he, because he's playing a Roman Catholic knight, he need to know who his Pope was, because he's such an authentic role player like that. So, let's see if it comes up, or I'll just yell at him for it.
And that's not mentioning the discussion about rolling 3d6 to see how much we hate the Saxons.
Yes. But if you're at all familiar with Pendragon, you know that all knights of King Arthur's time period hate Saxons with a passion
equal to, bastards.
Equal to 3d6. Whatever
3D6
you have.
3d6 worth of Saxon hate.
Yeah.
We're not voting Saxon this election.
So, starting off, it is the summer of 556 AD. And you are on the road to the castle of Vortigern, because you are all squires under your lord and master, Arcade, Sir Arcade. He trained you. He's kind of rough and kind of gruff, but he's got a sweet spot somewhere under granite and years of personality. He's an incredibly old knight, yet despite his, what you would at first perceive to be advanced age, he's kicked your ass on multiple occasions in fist fights while you were holding swords, just to prove that you young idiots aren't as tough shit as you think you are. His words, not mine.
Just not the face.
What about those of us who are particularly skilled in fist fighting as well as sword fighting?
Now he still beats you up.
Yeah. He used a stick.
So he doesn't fight fairs.
Yeah, he didn't fight fair.
No, no. Who is this guy based off of again? What was it?
Michael Ironside.
Yeah, Michael Ironside. If you think you can beat Michael Ironside at anything ever, you're wrong.
Well, that was for care. Well, whatever. So, you're all traveling down on your newly acquired Death Striders, which is, of course, the very large warhorse of Pendragon Knights, and you're on the road heading to Castle Vortigern. Talk amongst yourselves.
I still think we should have stayed longer at that last tavern.
It's true. Some hot lasses there. I don't know. Can I say that?
You can say that, but it's not like you're going to marry any of them, because you're all about to become knights and about to get proper asses.
Proper?
What? Wait, I'm sorry. Becoming a knight comes with a lady.
No. Becoming a knight means you get access to the good ladies. And yes, there are actually pre-generated ladies for you guys to hit on.
Women of actual hygiene in the period.
Friggin' hey, no. Oh, man, I was going to make a really terrible thing about. Never mind.
Yeah.
You can just imagine us back at the tavern. And it's just like, hey, man, you know, that bar window looks pretty hot. He'd be like, shh, dude, come on. We're about to be knighted.
That peasant was giving me the evil eye.
Have standards.
Should have hit it more often.
I love role-playing romance in a room full of guys.
It's Sausage Fest 2013.
Well, we've got Sir Maybelline over here.
He'll do in a pinch.
Called Sir L'Oreal by the French.
Yeah, yes, Sir Maybelline. That man looks like he's been beaten to death. Maybe he was born that way. Maybe it's Maybelline.
So,
don't hit
your
face because your face was built like an axe.
So, onward, derpy hooves.
You're not calling your horse that!
Are we allowed to name our horses?
Yeah, just not stupid names.
Hunter Blugget. We're going too slow.
Big Mike, you're going to really regret saying that we were your dream team.
Fine then. I'm calling my horse Frumpy.
Well,
let's go.
Is a
fine, I'll take Frumpy, you asshats. This is supposed to be a serious RP session.
Can ask me about my horse have a mustache?
A curly one, no.
I'm tired of fighting this. I want to give in.
I'm sorry, but his name is Saunter Blugget Hamter Frumpenshire.
Started yet, man.
You're on.
We're already
on. You know,
there's
going to come a point in time, though, where you have to call up for your horse in battle, and that's going to take you two rounds to scream.
But those rounds will be so glorious.
While you're shaking your hair after having pulled off your helmet and the rest of the world is in slow mo.
Still glorious.
We haven't done a single thing yet. We're already at spoo.
You haven't done anything yet. I'm whipping my horse ahead because we're going too slow.
Okay.
Come on, monk boy, let's go.
All right. You are all riding around the same pace because, and this is just more for everybody's thing, you've all been trained together. And yeah, it's time for your knighting ceremony. So you're all old friends, hence why you're so jovial with each other. Sir Arcade, your mentor, elected not to ride with you because, well...
He knew better?
Yeah, he knew better. He's riding in the back a ways bit, and he can kind of hear you, and every so often he shakes his head and just accepts the fact that he trained you. And he can't really take that back. even though he kind of wants to some days.
He's raised idiots.
And, well, you're competent, you're just not dignified. And, yeah, so traveling down the road, heading to Castle Vortigern, you notice something odd. And it takes you a few seconds to realize what is so odd about it. There's a lot more trains of horses going to Castle Vortigern than there should be for just a typical knighting ceremony. In fact, a puzzling thing is why you aren't being knighted in the home of your liege lord, Sir Roderick, Earl of Salisbury. Instead, you're being knighted at Castle Vortigern, which is really strange, because you should be being knighted by Sir Earl Roderick.
That is very strange. Well,
when you say trains, do you mean that they're...
Not choo-choo trains!
No, that's not what I was going to say! Do you mean, like, trains of refugees?
No, no, knights.
Of, like,
knights.
Oh, knights.
Knights
so,
and courtly.
So this
massive
like a big meeting.
Yes, exclusively. And then, as you guys travel a little more, you recognize banners that you actually all recognize, regardless of your heraldry. At first, for those of you who have a higher heraldry, it's all basic knight things and all that. Then they start getting more elevated up the ranks. And then suddenly you see about 20-odd banners all of you recognize. They're round table banners.
Oh.
And then you see one all of you recognize. It's the, well, it's the banner of your king.
Arthur?
Yes.
Oh.
Arthur's banner is floating, is at the rear of a very large train. And they're all heading to Castle Vortigern.
See, I fought him and Tourney.
No, you didn't! You're a squire!
You know, I'm actually...
Sure 10 points in this scale!
If you want to, we'll tourney a little. Well, you helped out your master, and at one point there's a rumor that you subbed in for him once. That's how good you are at tourney.
Fine! I'll
See,
take it.
Good.
You guys all thought that it was useless of me to spend 30 minutes brushing my hair, but who's laughing now? Mike? Arthur fucking Pendragon is going to be there.
All right, we need to make a good impression on the king.
Oh, of course, there
no,
is,
no
of course.
Yeah, oh! Yeah. I've got good enough impression with this.
Let's find something evil and kill it to show him that we're better than everyone else.
There is another thing you noticed in the countryside. Not a lot of animals. There's usual amounts of wildlife and things like that. Not so much in this area.
It's not like the area's been out hunted. Like, have they...
Like, okay, well...
Have they stocked the larder for a feast such that they've depleted the local area?
No, it wouldn't be that, because of the fact that... It's not like that, because here's the thing. If it was out hunted, you would be seeing hunting tracks in the woods and things like that. It's not like that. In fact, there's an... For those of you with high awareness, and if you want, you can point this out to each other, there's an absence... And high awareness and high hunting, there's an absence of the standard hunting tracks in the area.
Can I and now,
I
could have, that be because
yeah.
there's
yeah,
an awful lot of people moving in?
No,
yeah,
like,
I got a 10.
Well, anyone who's got a high hunting or awareness, roll it.
Okay.
Hunting
okay.
will be a little bit easier.
Can I use falconry 13. For this in any way?
13.
Falconry isn't good for observation.
That's weird. Me, Dodd. That's really
guys,
weird.
Guys. Falconry is used to use your falcon to go hunt things.
Okay.
It's good for hunting, but it's
nice
not.
Well,
shit.
I have a 7 in hunting. So.
Okay. Well, you may find a small field mouse with your falcon or command it to go attack something. Which you don't really have any enemies around here that you know of.
Oh,
what'd you get?
To attack a knight.
You got 13 and what?
13.
13 under...
15.
13 under 15? Okay. And what was the skill?
Awareness.
Nah, I flubbed it.
Derek, you flubbed?
He went
I've got a 10. I went over.
Okay. In awareness, you notice there's, based on the time and based on the traffic, no one's hunted in this area for a while.
So things are just unusually quiet.
Yeah, and if things are unusually quiet and people aren't hunting, then where are the animals?
Is there any chance this could be magically related?
I was about to say that, damn you.
You've got fairy lore at 15.
I have heraldry at 13. Are there any knights that I can see the banners of who I know from their reputations, presumably because heraldry might cover that in some way,
yeah.
Know a great deal about the wilderness?
There's a couple. There's Sir... there's Darius, there's Galahad. Kay's pretty good at it.
Okay, but... someone who would actually talk to us.
No.
Okay,
you
well,
can ask Arcade.
No. Lottie frickin' Fairy Books over here has an interesting theory.
Okay,
is this magically based, perhaps?
Could it be magically based? Do I have to fight elves? I hate elves.
You got a 2.
Everyone 15. Hates elves.
All right, that's good. You know that there are a lot of animals. Well, basically, the only time this kind of thing happens, where there's not a lot of stuff on the road, when there's a lot of stuff on the road, there's a magical beast in the area. But it's hard to identify which one it is. And that might, in fact, explain why the entire round table is here.
Guys, we're going to fuck something up.
We're going to kill it. We're going to find it. We're going to hunt it. We're going to kill it. We're going to throw it at Arthur's feet. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to do it now.
But first, I'm having my way with it.
It's an abomination unto the Lord. So saith in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Oh,
please try.
The pagan time. Not even a pagan would be so stupid as to stick his todger in it.
You don't even know if it's got orifices yet.
I'll find out. Oh, it'll have orifices when we're done with it, that's for sure.
Please. Please try.
To pick a hole? What?
Yeah, seriously, go ahead. Go ahead and try.
Stab it and then hump its stab gina. Like,
I am 16 points in reckless, Mike. This is me RPing appropriately.
I'm not saying you're doing it wrong. He's the one who's doing the humping. I just want to see that happen.
Stab gina is
I'm lustful.
Stab gina.
We are the worst combination of battle brothers.
So, by the way, here's your D20 back. Yeah, you're traveling on the road to the castle. The only knight you can really speak with who's of a higher rank than you is, of course, Arcade, who's back in the train. It's really not appropriate for you guys to go up to the knights, especially because you know of procedures and things like that. You know that they're going to be preparing for the ceremony. You have to prepare for the ceremony of your own knighting as well, because you have to be there for the blessing of your equipment and things like that. Almost took out our amp.
Barely yay.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, so everybody, keep your eyes up. We have one game right now, and that's eyes up and mouth shut.
Huh.
It's just like if two girls are about to kiss, you just
kill whatever's in the area. If it moves, kill it.
That's right.
Unless it's a knight, in which case don't kill it because it'll probably kill you first.
No. Or, you know, innocent citizens.
Oh, there is, of course, one heraldry.
That's
for the
Saxon talk.
Actually, Derek, this is one thing you notice. There is one round table crest that you don't see. Lancelot's. But that's because Lancelot's usually out adventuring.
Ah,
that's he does that.
May
he does that.
Me think Sir Lancelot's after the beast as well.
Or he may not have just come. May just not have arrived.
He's too busy boning Guinevere right now. Gotcha.
That hasn't happened yet.
I like this guy.
He's too busy
Mordred hasn't even shown
the boning
up yet.
Of Guinevere.
God, I hope. Yeah, good thing. Yeah. Anyway, no, none of that yet. We're not doing an extended Pendragon campaign where you have to try and cock block Lancelot.
Oh, it's very easy.
God,
to
I said that!
Lancelot. I have a dagger.
Mr. Stafford, I'm really sorry. I like your setting. Anyway, what do you guys do? Or if you want, we can just fast forward a bit.
I think we're... Guys, are we pretty much out of what we can do while we're sitting on our horses in the middle of a wagon train?
Well, considering we don't have any backup, if we do anything, the other knights will be like, no, screw you, protocol, bitch slap. There's not a whole lot we really can do.
Yeah, I'm...
I mean, this ceremony is pretty important for us. We can't neglect it.
Yeah.
You know, because we think something might
I guess
up.
We gotta show up or Mom will get mad or something, so...
Mom will get mad.
I mean, totally gonna be our nightly quest.
Are we
gonna
at least bring it to the attention
to
of
his mom?
Sir Arcade, or...
Yeah, we should probably let him know.
Fine, okay. I'll turn around and go tell him.
Well, don't we have, like, little messenger people? We can do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right!
I can
you,
Vulcanate!
Grog!
Why are you pointing at me?
It's called delegation. And also,
go
be nice.
Go forth and tell Sir Arcade there's a... There is some magical beast in the woods. So says Bruce the Pagan.
That's right.
I can Vulcanate.
Okay. The well,
you're
the messenger
going to
the word.
The messenger page...
There is Stabgina!
No, no, wait. Tom... Are you telling me that you are going to tweet this?
Oh! He's give clever. Me something I can throw at him from here.
Listeners at home cannot see me.
Be
furrowing
a bird,
my
not
brow,
the mace. Don't throw the mace.
I've got a buffer mace.
That's my buffer mace. Put it down.
Not
it
the mace.
A name.
What's its name?
Matilda. Anyway,
I'll buff him with. You want to waltz with Matilda, boy?
No.
Anyway, put the damn mace down. We're role playing.
I was role playing.
I know.
He's Matilda.
He's LARPing.
A podcasted LARP session. What could go wrong? Anyway, the messenger boy bows politely and he heads back to Arcade. A few minutes later, he comes back. He's incredibly timid to talk to you because you are squires about to become knights. And because of your change in status, he doesn't want this to reflect badly on him.
Speak up, boy!
Sir Arcade replies, good for you. It's nice to know children have open eyes. Dock it in your ass and shut up until the ceremony's over.
Kill the boy!
No. Guys,
I like you! You could have some ale later to prove yourself a man!
I want you to just to listen to that message again and just imagine it in Arcade's voice. Duck it in your ass. Like, it
you're
just.
Right, it does sound better.
It does
when
sound
he says it.
Better, right?
It sounds kind of classy, actually.
And we remember not to kill the messenger, brothers.
I said I want the boy to have some ale and be a man.
Also, that's not to joking. Get the messengers drunk.
That's half the fun of it. Boy,
Come round later. I'll show you how to use your fist like a proper man.
And
that's not all he's going to show you.
Aye, sir. And the boy heads off. So, arriving in at Castle Vortigern, it's kind of nice for you guys, because for the first time, because you're not arcade squires, you don't have to set up shit. The squires are doing it for you. And you will have to select squires at some point, but that's when you get home and pick them.
Picking this that boy. Nice. He's got moxie.
So you're all sitting in as the tents are getting set up. And sure enough, in the distance, you see, of course, the Pendragon tent go up, and of course, it's the largest, as well as several other very luxurious tents.
Show offs.
And Arcade finally settles up to the lot of you, gets off his horse.
Who's here? Continue.
Do you say that in character?
Yes. No, yes, he does.
No, thinking I'm it more in likely character. To say that in character.
And settles up. Maggots.
Sir.
Your lordship?
Hello.
We're Knights of the Round Table, our show, incapable.
Every party needs a pooper, that's why we invited you, party pooper.
So, he looks at a lot of you. Ready to get knighted?
Yes, Malik.
Yes!
Let's get it
yes,
on!
Yes, I am!
Sure. I'm super psyched.
I was born ready, my lord.
All right. Well, ceremony's in the morning. You have to be here for the first hour tonight for the blessing of your equipment. After that...
Don't what? Laugh. He's You're... going to bless our equipment.
He's not. The church is.
Okay, the church is going to bless our equipment. This is no small feat.
The cardinal will lay a kiss down upon... Sorry, the bishop will lay a kiss down upon it and bring his blessing unto it.
Oh, boy.
And then we shall do the War Hands of Damas now.
It will involve the sacred water.
I was worried we were not going to have enough time and look at this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, he looks at a lot of you. So, you've got to be there for the blessing. You all know that. Mm-hmm. That's going to take about an hour, or you can stay there all night. I don't recommend it because it'll make a wicked cramp in your legs. Since it's your last night as squires and not as actual representations of nobility and honor, which is going to be a stretch for you even when you become knights, I recommend you take the night and blow off some steam. Go into town. Have some fun.
I was going to do that anyway, but fantastic. Thank you, my lord.
All right, this is your last blast, so to speak. After this, you are representations of the nobility. You follow a prestige of knights before you that has stretched back to the time that, well, Rome left. And if any of you ever do anything to embarrass me, I will come back and kill you. I don't care if I'm dead. I really don't.
So this is, in effect, a bachelor party.
No, bachelor's parties before you get married. I understand you haven't gotten laid. That's why you're still pretty like a girl.
Whereas I've been laid many times, and that's why I look like this.
I'm known as Bruce the Well Endowed. So see you later. Take it off on front.
So.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
So it says, button up, shut up, go have some fun, you dumbasses. And he heads off.
Excellent.
So, who wants to embarrass
does he take
her?
Does he take two cases out from the back of his chariot and say, here's the beer, here's the entertainment. Have
yeah,
fun.
Actually, he does.
That's an order.
Yeah, he does.
Throw a ball at
someone. It's the back of his wagon, but yes, he does.
I expect the best, and I give the best.
I like Michael Ironsider.
Yeah.
At least we're not dealing with, wasn't he in Dungeons & Dragons as well?
No, he wasn't.
No, that was Jeremy Irons. He's like,
yes.
No, but Jeremy Irons still has a lot of stage presence.
That's true. Yeah.
Very
it's
akin
crazy,
to Daniel Day-Lewis.
All right, so, after we go through our blessing, I guess?
Unless you guys want to do anything before you go blessing or anything.
I want to go in the town and gallop.
Yeah, I'm going to go get drunk before we get blessed.
I'm going to go sire myself an heir that I'm going to completely ignore.
Knowing your character's history, that's a little shameful.
Exactly, but it's okay.
Anyway, you might want to explain that at some point.
Lustful!
I'm getting that impression.
I'm going to stick with them and make sure they don't do anything they're going to regret.
You're no fun. Things that everyone is going to regret.
You all, of course, go to the blessing ceremony, and it's proper, it's formal. You feel, of course, actually quite inspired. The fact that some of you are pagan, and those of you who are pagan, your beliefs are actually quite respected when your equipment's being blessed.
Oh, thank God for that.
The Giant Slayer, bitches.
You don't do that. This is a formal ceremony.
In my head, that's what I'm
of thinking. Course you are. Now then, as, of course, it peters off, it's starting to get late in the night. In fact, more than a few knights, it looks like, are heading into town to do terrible things. Some are going into Castle Vortigern to socialize. And yeah, up to you guys what you want to do.
I will find. Tavern, I'm sorry. Tavern. I will begin my evening by taking no less than 5 minutes to brush Saunter Blackett's mustache. I will then.
Four nights at the round table.
Find a tall point and face into the wind and take a moment to majestically look upon the stars. As the hair does blow through my glorious locks.
I kind of want to see that out in the distance.
You're in a tavern, Axeface.
No. I know you're going to do this.
They haven't left for the tavern yet.
Yeah, I'm going to throw... It won't be a big rock. I don't want to actually hurt him. But since we're all good and friendly, I'm going to, with his best intentions in mind, put a pin in the balloon of his vanity.
Just don't hit my face. I have a career.
I'll hit other parts. You'll want those too.
I have
Wait
a career.
Second. Now, where are we all sleeping during all this?
You're all in adjacent. You all have adjacent tents.
Now, is everybody gone yet?
Either they're around their tents and their campfires drinking and eating. Some people are in Castle Vortigern. Obviously, the Round Table Knights are. And
Where's
some people.
Him?
You're all nearby. You have
He's standing on a high point, looking nearby. Into the wind until I throw a rock at
him. I am looking
Keep
majestic.
Him busy for a moment, please.
Just, jeez, you people.
Will you get up off the rock already?
Okay, so while Derek and Henry are throwing rocks at each other, I want to be
like
the practical
a damn
joker.
Elf.
Okay.
I would like to snip.
How dare you say that to me?
All but one thread on all of his clothes, so when he tries to put it on, his underwear will fall off.
Just his underwear.
Yep, just his underwear.
All right.
Oh, and I'm going to smear a little bit of poop on his armor. So
mud.
It smells just,
mud.
Just a touch.
Mud.
Mud?
Mud.
Poop.
We're still light.
Okay,
we're
don't I light. Also have people to clean my armor?
Yeah, it's not going to do anything.
Well, you'll notice
also,
it in
Also, Birdman, underwear? Where we're going, we won't need underwear.
I'm not wearing any already.
There are limits, and you are knights, and he's about to get knighted tomorrow. You'd smear mud because it can wash off. You're not going to smear poop because that's... No.
These are friendly pranks between friends rather than malicious pranks among whatever the hell we are.
Wait till Mordred shows up. Then you can prank the shit out of him.
I guess
Mordred turned into a supervillain.
This is
sexy. Yeah, I'm going to play a couple practical jokes on these guys, and I'm going to go take off to the tavern, skipping.
Do whatever you want to my underwear. I've got 30 pair.
Race into the tavern.
What the actual fuck? 30 pairs of underwear at this day and age?
He's ready.
You have an entire squire just to carry your under trousers. That's how I roll.
So, after all the posing and preening and rampant insanity, sure enough, the bunch of you find yourselves in a tavern. And by luck or by fate or by the sheer fact that you all have the same relative drinking habits, you all end up in the same tavern and you meet up.
There's a shadowy man in the corner, isn't there?
No, there isn't.
Can I swagger into the bar like
you
that?
Can.
I think I'd swing
Actually,
the
all
door
of you roll open. Awareness.
Aha, 15. Shit.
God damn it.
7.
Oh, man. It's awareness is 5. I rolled a 2.
Oh, okay, cool.
I rolled 20.
My
that
terrible
bad?
Roll.
That's,
skills
you just
are
missed.
Going to
you
it.
It's
failed.
A critical miss. You didn't notice anything. Unless you, what is your awareness?
5.
My
okay,
God,
yeah, you missed.
This is based off the Chaosium system.
A little
it's
bit.
Almost impossible to succeed at anything.
No, it's actually really
well.
Easy to succeed. Okay, so who passed?
I rolled terribly.
You did? Anyone else pass? You passed? Okay. So, you both noticed an old beggar outside the tavern. Just an old beggar.
I'm going to go up to the old beggar.
Okay.
Kind of put my arm around him and go, "How you doing, man? Are you having a good time tonight?"
He looks up at you. I'm a beggar.
Well, allow me to show you a good time.
I'm homeless, jackass. How do you think I'm doing?
Okay, obviously I have a history with this character. What do I think he's about to do?
I don't know. What do you think? What are you about?
I'm going to show him a good time. I'm going to you're going to come drink with us. You're going to walk with
He's about to do
the
coolest thing possible to any man.
He actually looks quite petrified at the prospect of partying with squires, especially squires in good clothing. He's like, no. No, sir.
Sure?
No, sir.
Well,
no. No.
We sent you out some ale.
And he takes off running.
I was about to give him some of my change.
I wanted to feed him and drink him and then see what happens later.
Well,
wait a second. That sounds wrong.
Understand by orate.
Can I send him food by falcon?
You can have the falcon dive bomb him. Knock him down.
And yet somehow I'm coming back to Monty Python and arguments about Laden Swallow. And there,
this is terrible.
African
I just
or European?
We are the cast of My Little Pony?
How so?
You know what? For one,
well,
you know,
here's
no.
Rarity.
very shy.
Very boisterous. Rainbow Dash. Or Pinkie Pie, depending.
I was thinking I was more the boisterous one.
I like to cause trouble.
Still don't watch ponies. Still not regretting
that
fact.
Watch it either, but my girl, I have learned it through osmosis from my fiance.
We are the main six. It's okay. Join the herd. Anyway, moving on.
Thank you. I think I'll stay where I am right now.
Join the herd.
I do like Fluttershy.
See? She's awesome.
I only watched like 3 episodes, but...
that's all it takes.
Okay, we've gotten off topic now.
Okay.
A little bit. All right. So you're at the bar. Do as thou wilt.
Well, drinks? Who drink, would like drink, to join drink me? Until I have to pee.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Actually, no. Are there mean-looking types in this bar? Are there drunks who are entering the mean stage of drunkenness?
Actually, no. It's really good. It's the time of King Arthur. Everyone's really good about their drinking. Except one guy that saunters in.
Oh?
He looks ugly and mean as piss. And roll an awareness, only because you're the only guy looking at him.
Can I get some bonus to this, given that I am also ugly and mean?
No.
What? What does that have to do with that?
What'd you get?
His symbiosis with him.
15. God damn it.
he looks odd. Can't quite place it. Something in his features. But nothing you think is noteworthy or worth pointing out.
First aid.
I'm probably not going to notice.
He looks mean anyway. I am making sure I am near him for when he gets to the mean stage of drunkenness. I'm going to start a brawl in this tavern, goddammit. It is the last night on Earth that I am allowed to do this without getting in trouble.
Allow me to make a quick adjustment to my previous stratagem. I will find a table close to the back door.
And open it before I chuck someone through it?
I will open it and place a rock so that it is marginally ajar. And easier to rush through in the event that you start another one of your famous fights, X-Face. And I will invite anybody who would like to join me for a sit, a quiet drink, and I will tell stories.
I'm staying close to this dude, make sure he doesn't destroy the place.
3 ales in, I'm going to begin a drinking song.
Now, I'm looking orate for people is the ability I can take advantage to speak, of. Is that correct?
What?
Orate is the ability to speak.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Roll it if you want.
Start seducing the bar. Orgy time.
15 under 18.
Okay. Sure enough, you guys hear... What's your character's name again?
Grampton.
His name?
Frampton?
Grampton.
Grampton.
Saint Rumpter Frapple.
We hear Graham.
Graham. Graham is, of course, orating. You're used to this. He's a bit of a talker at the bars, but nothing unusual. And, of course, it's always quite pleasant to listen to, even if he is a pretty little schmuck.
So people like listening tonight. To my stories.
What?
People like listening to my stories.
They do, but they know you.
Yes. We've heard them 1,000 times.
I'm talkative. I like to be social. Nothing wrong with
now,
that.
Has he caught the attention of any young ladies in the bar?
A couple. They're wenches, but they're not that attractive.
I swear to God, if you saunter over here and cockblock me, I will cut off your face.
There are several. Trust me. I'll take the leftovers. I got a plan.
Only just now I got a mental image of that guy from Shrek 2 with the long blonde hair.
Only just now?
Only just now.
So I'm kind of hoping, I don't know what skill I would roll for this, but I'm going to see if I can find one of the wenches who's listening and be like, hey, I know him.
I need a character sheet. Can I see your character sheet for a second? That is...
Don't be flirting.
It's flirting. Fuck. Hey, you got a 3. Rock and roll, buddy.
I'll try it.
You get a 3, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Come on.
Yeah!
Critical fail!
That's a critical
jump on this run, motherfucker!
It's a critical success!
Jump on it, baby! Jump on it! Thanks, wow. Brampton! Brampton, whatever your name is.
Brampton.
Interesting.
Wow. You're poaching off Graham's groupies.
May I attempt to mildly flirt as well?
You have to get a crit!
Whilst telling stories.
Go ahead.
Same person.
What the hell, man?
You're spending the night.
No, just any ladies that are listening. I'll shoot them a glance on occasion. Whoa.
Just
tease
them with your hair.
6 under 13. Good, yes, good. I will occasionally do a toss of my hair, a caress of my fair skin, or a shot of my, what does it say, beautiful eyes.
Well, okay. As the night goes on, sure enough, you somehow got a woman completely enraptured in you. She's okay looking. I mean, she's a peasant woman.
Is like a six.
Yeah, you're like a six.
You know what? Like tonight, six. You're going to rock with nobility. Let's go.
And, seven if she cleans up. Well, hang on.
Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. In the name of God, don't leave.
Don't split the party, right?
Please don't split the party right now. No, nothing will bad will happen to you. It's just easier for me.
I'm not having a gangbang.
You're not getting a gangbang.
Is the guy mean drunk yet?
He's getting there. But the thing is, he's been kind of eyeing you and your buddies, especially you.
He wants us.
And he looks like he's kind of like making a decision about the lot of you.
He wants the tea.
I'm going to give him...
The stab giant.
I'm going to give you a sorry case of stab gininess.
Yeah. I think he's 10 points in 30.
Yeah.
Can this cover some kind of taunt that I that I can challenge? Yeah. I'm going to give him kind of the taunting tourney look. I know that I'm more badass than you.
Knife games.
All of you notice this, and he just looks at the lot of you.
It's also known as the stink eye.
Yeah.
But we're not necessarily all sitting together.
I know, but you all came in together.
Yeah, but he came in after us.
I know. But you're all the best dressed guys in the bar.
Okay, fine.
By leaps and bounds.
All right.
So he's looking at you, giving you the same eye back.
He gives you the stink eye.
Yeah. Thank you, Conal. You're being incredibly helpful with the lexicons.
I'm sorry. I apologize about
that. Crazy eyes from the
and
new guy.
Roll awareness again.
No! Damn it!
Damn it, man! Seriously? Okay, how bad did you fail?
By 7.
Fuck, you don't notice shit.
Okay, is there some stat that I can...
No, there's nothing! There's nothing for this!
You are
well,
dark.
There is, but
sitting
I
can't... with him. Is there something I could notice?
You can roll awareness.
Okay.
Could I also roll awareness?
Yeah, on this, on the guy, yeah.
Oh, you guys are all on your own. I'm busy.
6 under 5.
Jeez.
I had a 2.
So, 6 over 5. 6 over 5.
Go. 7 over 5.
Jesus, you boys! All
it's
right.
5.
Could I just make, like, one more roll?
No, no, no. So, after
no, you're
a while...
done. You missed it.
he looks you all over, and he just says, no, screw it. And there's something weird about his accent, and he leaves the bar.
Wait a minute.
Saxon!
Using modern slang.
I don't know. If you had made your awareness checks, maybe you could have found that out.
Can I maybe check my hate Saxons quality? I damn well know what a Saxon is.
No, screw you.
Like.
You failed 2 rolls. You're mine now.
Canst I perhaps add my Saxon hate score?
I just want to start a goddamn bar fight.
Doth he smell or looketh of Saxon filth?
Okay. If you guys want, he's left the bar. Now that you all have time to think about it, roll your passion hate Saxons. Keep in mind, if you screw up a passion roll, some of you could go crazy.
I'm not going to roll.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to roll either. I'm busy.
I'm going to do the reckless thing and roll.
Crazy.
Yeah, if you fail passion, if you botch a if you get a critical failure on a passion roll, you can lose your mind.
Cool. Go ape shit.
This happens. There's a risk.
It's like Kung Fu.
I'm gonna wait until Connell drops.
I was almost kind of bored with this, but then you said I might go crazy with Saxton hate. In which case, I'm gonna fucking roll this dice. I hate Saxtons more than most.
What do you have on it?
Can't even 14. Say their name right.
Go ape shit. Go ape shit.
14.
Oh shit!
So he goes ape shit.
It's a Saxon.
Okay, that look is enough. Lays his tankard down on the bar and takes off after the guy.
No. Okay, just quick
so wait,
description.
Do we have our equipment
you
with
see,
us? Because it's less, okay. Right?
How many people here watch Adventure Time?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you see Grampton turn into the Earl of Lemongrab as he just looks over at this man leaving. He's just like.
I know that look. I am fucking jumping over tables. Like, he basically vaults off the nearest chair onto a table and starts running over tables towards this guy.
Do I need...
See. Just give me 5 seconds.
Do I need to roll to flip a fucking table?
Well, here's the thing. Conal, your next roll involving a sax, involving anything involving a Saxon now has your hate Saxon added to it.
Go get him, Vegeta!
I punch this table in half and I chase after him.
That's like, just as my foot leaves the table,
seriously?
Well,
I'm rolled to punch a table in half.
I'm
going to
punch this
goes.
Table in two, and then I'm curious as to whether or not I'm going to do the same with the people that are sitting across from me. while chasing after the sexton.
Fine, waste your plus 14 roll.
I'm sorry, so is it the next thing that involves the sexton?
The next thing involving this Saxon. Well, involving hate Saxons, which is...
So only the next action, but nothing following said action.
Yeah, yeah.
Go fuck him up.
I will give chase. Okay. And not waste my 14 punching a table and possibly a maid in half.
Okay.
Mike?
Yeah.
I would like to invoke my personal trait of reckless on this one, however.
Okay. Two of you are running out. Are the other two following? Just to be gross?
No, yes. I'm going to pick up his scraps as well.
Yes, I'm following.
Invoking the lustful.
Oh, God. What's your Valorous?
15.
Roll against your Valorous.
Come on, wanna get...
Because when your brothers are going, you're going with them.
Wanna get the pussy.
Ha! You're going!
I'll be back, baby.
Yo, you just give her a kiss on the hands, yeah.
Give me some sugar, baby, and I'll go chase after her.
You critted, she's not going anywhere.
Like, don't worry, bitch, don't go anywhere.
So,
I'm going with them. Should I keep rolling something for me
and keep this ale wet? I shall return.
Not yet. Okay. You haven't tried to kill the Saxon yet. Okay. Anyway. You guys all head out. You see the assassin harassing the old beggar.
What?
And I had
kisses from heaven.
Oh,
cock
yeah, fuck him.
You see, there was going to be a long, complicated scene here where you guys were going to decide whether or not you were going to get into trouble on the night you're getting knighted in another lord's land. But apparently, that's all thrown out the window.
Cause... Fuck this guy. Let's kill him.
I believe it is called Reckless 16, Mike.
Yep.
You're all just following me. At this point.
Vengeful. You took me away from the poon. Now you die.
Oh, Jesus.
And the trait that I've chosen to define my character is cruel. So,
yeah,
I don't know that I can't not chase him.
Mike, I actually have this 15 score in the combat stat we call brawling.
I know. I gave it to you.
I know. I'm going to fucking go and grab the bastard.
Oh. Do we determine initiative?
We're going to give him the boots.
Is it safe to say that somewhat have the element of surprise?
Four fucking noblemen rushing
the
street,
trying to figure out which of you
random
go
guy
first.
And just like curb stomp him to death. Like,
does Conal technically go?
This
is Jackass.
Yeah, I've been waiting the whole night to bust this guy.
Just run up, throw change at
a
beggar.
With him, even if he didn't do anything wrong.
That's my little buddy, dude.
Other guys are hitting on women. You're just sitting there hating Saxons.
No, not even hating Saxons. Hating that guy over there.
No. Okay, here's the thing. Have you guys seen Epic Tea Time with Alan Rickman?
No, but now I'm curious.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no. If the folks at home who are listening to this haven't seen this, just, like, I swear to God, quickly pause this and go and watch it. It's a very slow motion thing of Alan Rickman, also known as Snape from the Harry Potter series. Taking, like, making tea, like, he takes out, like, the tea bag and he throws it in the hot water, but it's all in massive slow-mo, and then as he's stirring it, he looks up at the camera, and he gets this look on his face, like, serious shit, grabs the tea, whips it at the camera, and then grabs the table and flips it, and I'm just like, and that's Grampton halfway through telling the story in the bar, just like, he's like, yeah, so then I found 20 sovereigns, and then looks over, and Saxon, he's just like... Like, grabs his drink, just chucks it to the side, and flips the table, just like, no!
All while it's playing the Inception theme.
Yeah, the Inception theme is, blah, as he's whipping his tea across. No, it's absolutely fantastic.
Oh my god. Alright, so you're all going after the Saxon. Conal, because you passed this hate Saxon's role, you're going to get your first action.
Oh, yes,
then it's
I
you,
am.
And then it's you two if you figure out what it is. Do you at least tell each other that it's a Saxon?
Whilst exiting the establishment, I might give a sideways glance to my three brothers here and go, Saxon, through my teeth.
And then at that point, when it's Saxon, all of you go. Because
yep.
It's a Saxon.
Snapping my fingers and pointing.
Near Arthur.
Yeah. In the same...
bitch, you didn't.
Within 100 leagues of Arthur. Shall no Saxon survive.
Oh shit! I lost the Saxon.
Getting stabbed,
Giles. You know what? I'd go for his stats, but I think you're gonna kill him in one shot.
Thou shalt not suffer a Saxon to live.
Okay, just so a side note, guys, your swords, your shields, are being blessed at this point, so you don't have them, and you're all in light armor, which is about 5 defense.
Fancy clothes.
Is there a big stick?
Actually, no. Fancy clothes. It's all 1. That's 1.
He is fist fighting.
Yeah. Everyone else probably has like eating knives.
Flail.
Yeah. You've got your fists. You all brought your daggers.
Chiseled good looks. Not a weapon.
No.
Damn.
Wrong game, Conal. If this was Aberrant, you could kill him by looking at him the wrong way.
With We're not playing Aberrant next.
Come on.
Come on, look at this jawline. I could sink the Titanic.
My mega appearance check deals him lethal damage and his heart stops.
We are terrible people, Mike. This is what you've done to us.
I know. All right, there we go. I got my Saxon.
These warriors really are terrible.
Oh, okay. So, first up, Konal, you use your plus 14 on some kind of roll against this schmuck. If you fail, I will laugh my ninny head off.
Once we catch up with this man in an altercation.
Yeah.
With this vagrant, we'll say.
Yeah.
I will use old man. Battle.
Okay.
And dole out strategic advice to my three brothers, in which is the best way to surround and pummel this individual that we're wearing without scuffing our fancy clothes.
Go ahead.
So I'm adding 14 to 20.
Wait, so you crit on a 6 or better? Higher.
Okay.
16.
So he's
fine. Any attack rolls to the Saxon got plus 10.
Okay.
You aren't going to miss.
So I crit on a 15 or higher then.
Yeah.
Derp. Ow.
Derp.
My die fell off.
Fumbling
my
a dice roll there.
5.
Jeez, don't hit him.
You hit him.
So now I deal 5d6 in damage.
Jesus.
Hey, use the dice box. That's what it's for.
Well,
the little duct tape box that I made yesterday.
I have a thing in front of me.
I'm just curious exactly how gangster the situation would have been. Just like four guys stepping out on the street and just like snaps his finger, axe face, fucking pummel this bitch. And he just gets, and he gets in there, cracks his knuckles, like, with pleasure.
19.
Are you even going to give him like a issue any kind of notice to him that you're there?
No.
I believe the precise definition of what I'm about to do is I run up to him, put my fist across his face.
19 damage? All right. Hang on.
Motherfucker didn't even see that coming.
Pop his muffin top, bloop. He just steps in.
Wait, 16?
Did you
19.
Kill him?
19. Motherfuck, you knocked him out in one shot!
Boom! Headshot!
Yeah, so basically, Lassiter runs out and slams his face and says, that's a stay down before the guys even hit the floor.
You just happy Gilmore'd him.
So,
Price is wrong,
this is what's seen outside. You guys all come out of the bar. You say, dude, the jaw. No, actually, it's, what's your character's name?
Lassiter.
Lassiter! A swift blow across the jaw, and Lassiter says, with all the pleasure of my ancestry. Runs, does a full running deck chop, cracks the Saxon right across the face. He flips in the air a wee bit and lands face first. Jesus, and he's out.
Like my father and my grandfather before me.
And the entire street turns and looks at you.
Yeah, who's next?
Saxon.
And then they resume their way.
Yes, points at him and says Saxon. Everybody's like, oh, okay.
I'm going to ask the beggar if he's okay.
Well, the beggar kind of just looks at the lot of you.
Citizen.
You okay, little buddy?
Have and you been harmed?
He says, okay. That wasn't quite how it was supposed to go.
Wait.
Well, whatever. It worked.
What was
knightly that? Boys? Yes, yes, good strong knights. Yes, yes, yes. He's patting you
what
all.
Do you mean how that wasn't supposed to work?
Ah, such good strong young men.
Be
good
he
to
a
see.
Saxton? Okay. I'm pretty sure we're rolling awareness.
Go ahead.
Be this beggar a Saxton?
No, he's not.
This guy's not very subtle.
Derek, what was the name of your character again?
Lassiter.
Is Lassiter going to have to choke a bit?
No, not this bitch.
Lassiter picks up the unconscious Saxon and slings him over his shoulder because we're going to have to bring this guy back to the keep.
Find a burlap sack and put him in it.
Oh, for shit's sake!
One thing at a time.
Yeah,
all right,
just
the old man.
Blanket party.
Like you got a 4. You notice something odd about the old man's eyes. They're almost like the stars.
Wait, he's a Saxon!
No, he's not! No, don't fight him!
He's Merlin.
Is he? I don't know. But he noticed it. And so...
Tom, can you pass me your d20? I seem to have lost mine.
So he dusts himself off. Good, strong knights. Oh. Yes, 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 yes. Points at you, Birdman. Met your wife yet? No? Actually, no, he should sound way older. Met your wife yet? No. You don't have the scar on your neck yet. No. And you, I'm sorry. Wait, And he looks honestly really confused. Are you knights yet?
We are being knighted tomorrow.
Oh,
can you see the future?
Oh, my goodness.
What did that Saxon want with you?
Oh, he's just...
Quick interjection.
Yo.
Being as this man is obviously talking about events not past yet,
yeah.
May I make an observation of some kind to know that if he is not, or yes or no, the famous time-traveling wizard, Merlin?
He wasn't time-traveler. He aged backwards.
No, he doesn't age backwards here.
He travels through. He's a man who lived backwards through the ages. So
only in The Once and Future King, in here, he just aged normally. But he
so
just
he's
aged.
A time lord? What?
No, he just ages very long.
Oh, okay.
And he can see the future.
And he can see the future, but like that's commonly known knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least relatively. Would I be able to make a. And what role would that be?
We're not going to assume he's crazy. We're aware that he could be.
12 out of 15.
Fairy made, lore.
Oh it's... my god, I think I. Nope, wait. Sorry, that skills at a 1. Never mind.
sorry, can you answer that?
What was that?
We are aware of the existence of Merlin. We're not just going to assume that it's, someone is crazy. There's the possibility that he could be...
There's a possibility, but why would Merlin be slumming it in an
Technically,
alley?
Technically, Corinthians 2 says that it's okay by the Bible for people to be able to see the future.
Hmm. Huh. And now you know.
And knowing
is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
But yes, you can make that assumption if you want to.
I've rolled 6 over 1.
Yeah.
Well, about the weird thing with his eyes?
Old man! How be it that you could apparently speak of things to come?
I did. Oh, I did that this time.
I wasn't supposed to do that yet.
So confusing. Well, so if you're not... Oh, the pig. I have to go. And he turns and goes around the alley.
Very unsuspicious.
Can I peer down the alley after him?
Oh, I'm just following him down the alley.
Just as he turns
I'm
the
not
corner.
Follow. I'm just going to peer down after
as
him.
As he turns the corner, those of you who peek around the corner to see it, as he turns the corner, he's gone.
Huh.
Well, that was weird. Back to the bar.
You
I
there.
I hate magic.
Barry Lore, brother. What speak of thee of this madness?
Well.
Laugh not at my jestful speech.
It's definitely not normal. Whatever just happened.
Canst thou postulate?
He tried and failed his roll.
And thou hast failed thy knowledge roll.
Well,
Cole is bored for this system.
I've played a couple of games at Underworld LARP, and what's funny is that some people, very few, will actually attempt to feed a little bit of like high fantasy talk, a little into what they're doing.
Yeah.
It is an absolute treat when people attempt to do so.
Because it sounds ridiculous or awesome.
It sounds a little bit of both, depending on what it is. The person who's doing it and also what it is that you're talking about. For example, I would...
Point of order?
Yeah.
They weren't speaking English back in the 5th century. Well, they weren't speaking modern English. Or
no, of course.
Like,
I understand
high fantasy English.
Proper... Yeah, like actual old English is messed up. A friend of mine, Emily, is like has just wicked crazy stuff. So, yeah. No, it's crazy. Actually, I'll tell that story another time.
But I'm going to say he demonstrated something that's definitely magical. The fact that he knew things that might happen, or maybe he was crazy, but I don't think so.
Crazy people don't just vanish.
Yeah, crazy people don't just vanish.
See, I thought he was just a crazy homeless person until he disappeared down the fucking alley, so.
I saw stars
I'm
in gonna his
I'm going to go
eyes.
Up to the spot
All
where
of
he
you
vanished
roll
and poke it.
Fairy lore. He said he noticed stars in his eyes. At a plus 5. Actually, no, screw it, plus 10.
God damn it!
Seriously?
11 over 3.
11 under 3?
It would have been
oh,
a critical
I got a 1.
11 over 3.
Oh, 11 over 3?
I got a 1 that's critical.
Oh, sorry.
Both of you critted?
I have rolled 3 under 11.
So. Okay.
My first
Merlin!
One succeeded.
The guys who critted? Merlin. Only one guy meets that description. Sees the future, stars in his eyes, crazy ass old man. Merlin. Meets that description.
We met
and
the
only Merlin.
Spawn brothers.
Well,
that was amazing.
Lord, brother, what they know of this?
I talked to Merlin.
We just talked to Merlin.
You just saved Merlin.
We just saved Merlin! We saved Merlin, more specifically! And we've got a Saxon to throw before the king's people!
Whoa. No, you saved Merlin. No.
I'm sorry. Whose fist was it that connected with that man's jaw?
You all did it together.
I believe the dent in his face matches these knuckles.
Absolutely. So we can then, all of us, say that we witnessed our brother here save the spawn of the devil.
Yep. I was more
surprised. Merlin's
like
now.
Oh, he's liked now?
Oh, he's liked now because Arthur kind of because he's kind of responsible for raising Arthur. He's generally Merlin is generally at this point in history, he's generally not trusted completely, but he's liked.
But his name was cleared for the most part by
Arthur. Pretty much. Because Arthur said, no, he saved me. He saved me.
I contract my previous statement.
Yeah. For most parts, Merlin is pretty much the only wizard that's okay. He's still a wizard, and wizards are weird and strange and different. But if there was one guy on the earth that got a mulligan, it'd be Merlin.
Jeez.
Well, that's pretty impressive for us.
Well, we got a Saxon to bring back to the castle.
Now, here's the other question you should ask yourselves. Why would Merlin let himself get attacked by a Saxon?
To draw us out?
I don't know.
Oh.
To cock block me? I don't know.
No, that's true. He said this wasn't going as planned. He wanted to get our attention in some way, shape, or form.
Well, he did it.
We were going to party with Merlin. Holy shit.
It's true, though.
We were going to party with Merlin.
We would have partied with Merlin.
Yeah! See, I got good taste.
See, you came on too strong. Your approach was too strong.
It's true. Yes.
You should have let me talk to him.
So, we're getting close to time now. So, as you guys all go into the bar, gawking over the fact that you did just meet Merlin. Actually, no, you got to go drop the Saxon off somewhere.
Yeah.
The city guard would probably be the best place.
You can do that. No. We're going back to the castle. We're going back to Sir What's-His-Name.
Arcade.
Yeah, how could you forget a name like that?
And we're going to drop Sir Arcade. And a Saxon.
We embarrassed you.
Making sure that people see that we are, in fact, going into the camp carrying a Saxon.
Okay.
Can you, like, wait 20 minutes? I've got a job to do, man.
And with that, these guys decide whether or not it is more important to attain one's glory or to get laid, the answer is glory. Because glory gets you better lay.
You can wait 20 minutes so I don't
wrap
have to punch
this
again.
Week's episode of These Warriors Are Terrible in the Pendragon campaign. So, for tonight, we are
Bruce the Mighty Poon!
Grampton St. Rumpter Travel.
Lassiter of Barkholm.
Tom. Gerard.
And I'm Big Mike, as every other single person in this thing, saying, these warriors are pretty terrible and they're shitty knights too.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!